Liz wants to win the prestigious OOTG, the Order of the Gator Award.
How many reptile patrollers have gotten the OOTG?
None.
Really?
Yep. Do you think you want to try for it?
Yeah, I do.
But can he do it? Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome to the Reptile Patrol Festival. The Reptile Patrol is a service organization for young lizards, and Liz, Spike, and Maury, and most all the youngsters in town are members. They wear Reptile Patrol hats and Reptile Patrol vests, upon which they stick the Reptile Patrol merit scales they've earned. They're holding their annual two-day Reptile Patrol Festival at Grandpa Anoli's farm. The festival has all sorts of contests and games and crafts and service booths for the patrollers to show their wares and earn their merit scales. Liz is doing really well and has gotten almost all of the merit scales given out by the Reptile Patrol. In fact, right now he's trying to earn his very last merit scale. He and Spike and Maury are a team out on the obstacle course. Liz has just made it over the mud base wall climb. Spike is at the top of the wall, but it looks like Maury is having trouble.
Liz! We need help! Maury can't make it!
Help, Liz! I can't!
What?
What? I can't! There isn't time!
Liz! Lizardo! Whoa!
Kit! Hang on!
I hate obstacle courses!
Needless to say, when they finally crossed the finish line, Spike and Maury were less than happy with Liz.
Hi, guys.
Well, well, look who it is, Maury. Our backstabbing teammate.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. I can't help you. Mr. There isn't time. Mr. I gotta go. Mr.
We got the point, Maury.
I'm sorry, guys. I really am. But I had to finish the obstacle course under a certain time to get enough points to get my last merit scale. And I did it.
Goody for you.
Yeah, goody, goody for you.
Well, I gotta go get my merit scale. See you later, okay? Oh, you guys are the best.
Yeah, the best at being a mud-covered chump.
As a service organization, the Reptile Patrol naturally looks for ways it can serve people. This is why at the Reptile Patrol Festival, Granny and Lucille are manning a sacrificial giving booth, which little Scooter is asking them about.
So, what do you do here?
We collect food and clothing from the community for the poor.
Oh, okay, I get that. That's the giving part, but what does sacrificial mean?
Well, Scooter, in this case, sacrificial means that we give up things that are important to us to give to others less fortunate than we are.
Oh, brother, what's this?
I better go.
Scooter, it's just Skink. You don't have to go.
No, no. It's better if I do. I'll see you later.
He's leaving just because Skink is coming?
Law of bully, Granny.
Law of the bully?
If you're the bully, you make the laws.
Oh, that's terrible.
What's terrible?
You picking on smaller kids.
Hey, I haven't picked on anybody. Today.
Well, you better not let me catch you picking on anybody any day.
All right, man. Can't a guy even walk around and look at a bunch of goofy booths in peace?
Oh.
You think these booths are goofy?
I think the whole Reptile Patrol thing is goofy.
You used to be a member.
That's before I became an iguana.
Oh, which of course is not goofy at all.
Got that right, sister. So what's this booth all about?
We were just explaining to Scooter that it's about giving up things that are important to us to give to others who aren't as fortunate as we are.
Not following you.
We live in a country and a town that's been blessed, Gink. We're asking people to give from their personal possessions.
What?
Give as they've been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Though we'll accept all donations, of course, even if they're not sacrificial.
Still not following you.
Why am I not surprised?
I mean, why would anybody want to give away their good stuff? Or stuff that means something to them? Especially to poor people.
Skink, you're the
most... You know, it's too bad you don't want to participate, Skink.
Yeah? Why?
Because not only is it a worthy cause, it'll make you feel good to participate in it.
I feel pretty good already.
Oh, but you'd feel even better after you won the award.
I doubt it. Award?
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't we mention it? There is a really nice award. The Generosity Award that goes to the best giver.
A war.
Oh, it would look great on your wall, on anyone's wall, really. There's nothing like getting an award for generosity.
Yeah, an award for generosity. I'll see you guys later.
Where are you going, Skink?
To find the iguanas. We got work to do.
Oh, pretty smart, Granny.
I just remembered the old saw. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
Well, the fly part's right, at least.
A little later at the award ceremony, Reptile Master Grandpa presented Liz with his award.
And for superior performance in the obstacle course, I hereby award you, Lizarardo Quintus Lacerta, the obstacle course completion merit scale.
Thanks, Grandpa. Reptile Master.
You're welcome. You earned it.
That's it. I've got all the merit scales there are.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
And in keeping with the rules of the Reptile Patrol, attaining all of the merit scales has earned you the right to try for the highest patrol honor.
Oh, yeah.
The lofty OOTG, Order of the Gator.
Oh, yes, yes. How many Reptile Patrollers have gotten the OOTG?
None.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
In fact, no one has ever gotten to where you are before.
Yeah.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Oh, okay.
One lizard did a long time ago, but he didn't pass the ordeal.
The ordeal?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's a challenge of incredible skill and cunning that will test your mental and physical capacities to their limits.
Really?
Nah. Had you going there, though, didn't I?
Oh, Grandpa!
Don't get me wrong now. The ordeal is pretty tough just the same.
Oh, wow.
You think you want to try for it?
Yeah, I do.
You sure?
Uh-huh. It'll be my chance to do something no one's ever done before.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right, then. Meet me back here tomorrow morning, and I'll have your ordeal ready.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. You'll have it ready?
Yep. Only someone who's been through the ordeal can make up an ordeal.
Someone who's been through it?
Mm-hmm.
Then the patroller who wasn't able to pass the ordeal...
was me.
Wow.
See you tomorrow.
Later that afternoon, Granny Gecko was walking around the festival when she overheard Skink talking to the iguanas.
All right, you guys, listen up. I want that generosity award, and you're gonna help me get it. I want you to go home tonight and gather up all your old clothes and any canned goods that you don't like, then bring them back here to me tomorrow. Get it?
Okay, Skink, here tomorrow.
Good. Now go.
Let's go, guys.
That generosity award is as good as mine.
Granny just smiled to herself, shook her head, and moved on. But a few booths down, she crossed paths with little Scooter, who looked troubled.
Oh, what can I do? I have to do something.
Scooter?
Hi, Granny.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just thinking...
About what?
I really want to give something to your booth, because me and my family have gotten lots of generosity from the church and even the town in the past.
Well, that is good, Scooter.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't have anything worth giving. I mean, me and my family are still pretty poor.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't worry about what or how much you're given.
I shouldn't?
No. When it comes to giving, the important thing is not what's on the outside, but what's on the inside, your heart.
Really?
Really. As long as you're giving with a giver's heart, your gift will be absolutely wonderful. Okay?
Okay.
At the festival the next day, a very nervous Liz met up with Grandpa Annoli.
Trooper Liz, it is time.
Yes, sir.
Are you certain you're ready for the ordeal?
I am.
Well, we shall see.
Grandpa reached into his vest pocket, pulled out several pieces of old rolled-up parchment, and handed them to Liz.
Now, these are the instructions you must follow.
Liz unrolled the parchments. Bold letters were printed on the first one.
This looks like a poem?
Mm-hmm. Read it out loud.
Okay. You've achieved great merit. You now proudly wear it. The scales are pinned to your vest.
Mm-hmm.
Now you want to apply your new skills to try for the order that's the very best.
Very best.
To gain your desire, you must go and acquire something beautiful, rare, and unique. The riddles below provide clues as you go on your hunt for the treasure you seek.
That's right.
So answer ye clear these four riddles here, and you shall then have your dreams. But beware unto you think everything through, for all is not quite what it seems. A treasure hunt? That's what I have to do?
Well, that's it. And you have 2 hours to complete it.
I was worried about a treasure hunt? Ah, this'll be a piece of cake.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, no problem.
You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, begin. Read your first clue.
I work at a clip on cloth, paper, hair. Though there's just one of me, I'm oft called a pear. I love to get snippy, but I'm really not bad. And while I often get crossed, I never get mad, huh? Around here you'll find me at a nearby booth with one friend who's young and one long in the tooth. Okay, now, wait a minute. Clip? Snippy? Cross, but not mad. One, but a pair. A pair of scissors! A pair of scissors! Ha! At a booth with a young friend and an older friend, Lucille and Granny! Ha!
Liz made a beeline for Granny and Lucille's booth.
Granny, Lucille.
Oh, hi honey.
I need some scissors.
What?
Scissors, scissors. The things you cut with, I need some, quick.
And what for?
It's part of my ordeal.
Your what?
My ordeal. My ordeal!
Oh, that's right. You're going for the Order of the Gator
right, exactly.
Today, aren't
so
you?
I need,
well,
yeah.
Good for you, Liz.
Thanks, Granny, but
you
really
know, that
need...
is such a big step.
Yeah.
I remember when Grandpa Annoli went through his ordeal for the OOTG.
Uh-huh.
He was just about excited as you
Granny,
are.
Granny, the scissors?
And just about as rude, too.
I'm sorry, I really am, but I'm under a time limit here. Can I just have the scissors, please?
Oh, okay. You know, I have an old pair around here somewhere.
Okay,
Lucia, why don't you check those boxes? I'll check these.
Okay, Granny.
No.
Boy, this place is a mess.
Oh, it sure is. And you know, Liz, what we could really use is a rack to hang this stuff on, like these towels and clothes and things.
Right, and a barbecue grill would be perfect.
You know, that would be just perfect. Oh, here we are.
Uh-huh.
One pair of old scissors.
Oh, yay. All right, I'll have them back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, no hurry. Okay. But if you come across one, would you let us know, Liz?
Huh? What?
A barbecue grill.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks again.
Liz shoved the scissors into his pouch and bolted out of the booth, pulling out the next clue as he went.
It's made out of wood pulp. It's quite a sight. You use me to print on, paint, draw, and write. I can be a collage or a nice origami, and butchers will use me to wrap their salami. Find me, you will, with a friend who's a him. His name, as you know, starts with the letter M. Okay, well, the friend is obvious. It's Maury. Now, made out of wood pulp, used for a collage, paint, draw, and write poster paper. Yeah, to Maury's house.
Liz raced to Maury's house as fast as his legs would carry him. Maury was sitting on his porch next to a big stack of poster paper.
Rats!
Maury.
Oh, hi, Liz.
What are you doing?
trying to make a new origami animal.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, listen,
It's hard, you know, because you gotta fold the paper just right and tear it along the crease.
Yeah, I know, Maury, but I need to...
Problem is, as I'm tearing my hands get sweaty, slip, and... rats! I tear the paper almost in two. See? Third one today.
Yeah, that's too bad, Maury. Listen,
I really need is a pair of scissors.
Maury, okay, look, I need to...
Yeah, I know, you're not supposed to use scissors.
No, Maury,
But I got no choice, man.
Maury!
What?
Could I have one of those poster papers, please?
Oh, sure, help yourself.
Thank you, Maury.
I just wish I could stop tearing these up. I sure could use those scissors.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Liz shoved the poster paper next to the scissors in his pouch and headed down the street, pulling out the next clue as he went.
I'm long and I'm thin and I just can't be beat. I tie things up tight and keep shoes on your feet. I come in a ball, I'm a toy for a cat, I help make kites fly. Now how about that? As for who has me, well here is a hint. His name is the thing that holds down a tent. Okay, long and thin, tie things up. Keep shoes on, come in a ball, help kites fly. Well, it's gotta be string. Oh, and only one name I know holds down a tent. Spike!
Liz ran to Spike's house.
String? Of course I got string. Yeah. You know that.
I know that.
Biggest ball in the county.
Great, okay, come on.
What I don't have is a piece of poster paper.
Poster paper?
Yeah, we have that English project at school, and I want to make a collage for it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't happen to have any, would you?
You know, actually, yeah, but I kind of need it for the ordeal, so can we go get the...
Oh, yeah, you're doing that today, huh?
Yeah, right now, as a matter of fact, this is part of it, which is why I need the poster paper. So
are you sure you can't spare it? You'd really be helping me out.
I'm sorry, Spike, but Maury's got tons of it, so where do you keep the string?
With three of the four items in his pouch, Liz read the next riddle as he walked down the street.
I'm made out of metal, and I'm sometimes quite greasy, but I'm very important when you want to take it easy. I help you relax, just like you should. Ribs, beef, or chicken, I help make them taste good. That's it? I don't know what this one is. And even if I did, there's no clue about who has it. Oh, man!
Just then, he heard a familiar voice from across a yard.
Hi, Liz.
Ms. Waddle? I didn't know you lived on this street.
It's my parents' house. What are you doing?
I'm trying to solve a riddle.
Well, I wish you all the best. I better get back to my chores.
Chores?
Yeah, tying up old newspapers and cleaning up the barbecue grill.
Wait a minute. Barbecue grill?
Yeah, actually, it's all clean. I just have to put it back together again. What I could really use is some string to tie up the newspapers.
That's it!
What? What?
The barbecue grill. It's metal, it's sometimes greasy, it helps you relax, and it makes ribs, beef, and chicken taste good. It's the last item. Oh, man, Miss Waddle, can I borrow this?
Well,
You'll get it back, I promise.
Okay, Liz.
Oh, yay! Thank you!
You're welcome. Say, you wouldn't have any string I can borrow, would you?
String? No, I really don't have any you can borrow. Gotta go, Miss Waddle. Thanks for the grill.
Liz grabbed it and ran off, looking at his watch as he headed back to Grandpa's farm.
Yes! Order of the Gator, here I come, with a half hour to spare!
A few minutes later, Liz presented Grandpa with all of the items.
Well done. You solved the clues.
Well, the last one was pretty hard, but I finally got it.
And you made it back in time.
Yeah, then I passed the ordeal?
Afraid not, Liz.
What?
Remember the last line of the first poem?
The poem? The poem. All is not quite what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so? What does it mean? What am I supposed to do?
Well, that's what you have to figure out, Liz.
Oh, man.
And you only have 15 minutes left to do it.
Liz paced furiously through the Reptile Patrol Festival. Time was slipping away, and with it, the Order of the Gator.
Oh, what am I missing? What?
Just then, he came upon Granny and Lucille's sacrificial giving booth. Skink was also walking up, pulling behind him a large wagon.
Make way, here comes Skink to claim his bride.
Well, looks like someone has been mighty busy.
Got that right.
This wagon is filled to overflowing with all sorts of clothes and canned goods.
I see.
Well, Skink, you're definitely our largest single donor.
Yeah, that generosity award is as good as mine. And this is nice stuff, too. Not rags like some people are bringing.
Granny, Lucille?
Speaking
Scooter.
Of which...
Oh, hi, Scooter.
I have something to give, too. It's in my bag here.
Oh, that's so nice, Scooter. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Scooter handed the bag to Lucille, who opened it and pulled out a rather worn but still very usable pair of sneakers.
Oh, thanks, Scooter.
That's it? A pair of dirty old stinky old sneakers? Oh, what a riot. That's the worst gift ever.
Oh, now don't pay him any mind, Scooter.
Okay.
Thank you for your gift. It's very generous.
No, Skink is right. It is the worst gift ever. Oh, I'll see you around.
Oh, Scooter.
I don't think Scooter quite got the point about this booth, Granny.
Oh, I disagree. Look at his feet.
Okay, so?
See those ugly worn-out shoes he's wearing?
Yeah.
Yesterday he was wearing these sneakers.
You mean these sneakers are his?
Uh-huh. And most likely the best thing he has, too. Still think Scooter didn't get the point of this booth?
No. I'd say he got the point exactly.
From behind a tree, Liz watched the whole thing and suddenly had a brainstorm.
Oh, that's it! Oh, no! I only hope I have enough time!
Grandpa watched as the seconds ticked away. There was less than a minute to go when Liz staggered up and collapsed on the porch.
I did it!
What'd you do, Liz?
Is not what it seems.
Mm-hmm. And?
Well, I gave Granny the grill she wanted. And Maury the scissors. Mm. And Spike the poster paper.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Waddle the string. I gave everything away. Whew. Was I right?
There was a pause as Grandpa looked at his watch.
3, 2, 1. Time's up.
Liz's shoulders drooped.
And yes, you were right.
At the festival awards ceremony that afternoon, a large crowd gathered to watch the presentation of two big awards. First, Granny and Lucille gave away the Generosity Award.
And this award goes to someone very special.
It was nothing.
Not so fast, Skink.
Huh?
You may have been the biggest giver, but the Generosity Award goes to the best giver.
What?
The one who gave with the purest heart. And that lizard is Scooter.
Wow, thanks.
This is impossible. I'm outraged. I demand an explanation.
Well, Skink, you gave out of yours and other surplus.
So?
But Scooter gave out of his poverty, and he gave the best he had. That's what true giving is all about.
Oh, man, what a rip.
Then everyone watched proudly as Grandpa walked to the podium.
Friends, guests, and fellow patrollers, it is my great privilege to present to you the only reptile patroller to ever make the Order of the Gator, Lizardo Quintus Lacerda.
Grandpa pinned the scale to Liz's vest.
Grandpa, you never told me why you didn't make the Order of the Gator.
Well, because unlike you, I didn't figure out my mistake until years later, when I wasn't a patroller anymore.
Wow. Well, don't feel bad, Grandpa. It's a hard lesson to learn.
What is?
That sometimes you have to give everything away to get the biggest prize of all.
You're absolutely right, Liz. You're absolutely right.
Sometimes it's not easy to give and be generous, especially when it means that we have to give up something that's very important to us. If you ever feel that way, just remember that God gave up the thing He loved the most, His Son, Jesus, so that we could have the free gifts of salvation and eternal life with Him. Now that's real giving.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.